Well, good morning, good morning. I am Teddy Parrish, CFA, and I'm joined today by the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Ted.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Troy Harmon, Senior Research Analyst.
What's going on, Ted?
And it's a great day, but it's just going to be us now, and we can go ahead and get the stuff out of the way.
Let's just talk a little bit. So far for last week, we're up to a little over 2%.
2.2, thereabouts. Yep.
Okay. And
it's been a little bit of a rough ride. Yeah. I mean, we haven't been up every day.
Well,
obviously.
No, we've been bouncing around, but, you know, there's some interesting news out there. We record on Thursday, but today the European Bank came out and said they're going to lend the banks in Europe as much money as they need.
Yep.
No questions asked. For one-year loans.
Right.
So that's a little bit of pressure has come off of the European debt crisis.
And they're not alone. This is kind of a global effort. Mm-hmm. I noticed
that
the G20, like a week ago, the G20 had a meeting, and they announced this actually from Washington, D.C., that just about everybody's in on the bailout.
Yeah, and they're just trying to figure out how they were going to leverage that European Financial Stability Fund. Basically.
Right. Yeah, they were going to.
They got about 450 billion euros in that thing, and they just got to figure out how to leverage it.
Yeah.
And see, that's a big part of the problem we saw with the euro, because you got not just one central government like the U.S. trying to make policy decisions. You got three or four different parliaments that have to agree before they can push any of that stuff forward. That's the hang-up with an organization like that.
You know, as unpopular as bailouts are, they still are talking that the U.S. is going to provide some money for this bailout as well. EFSF fund or whatever it is.
What they've done is basically pattern their solution from ours.
Right.
What
just,
we did.
It's
we
the just, Euro TARP.
Yeah, just open up the spigots and we'll worry about the consequences later. Let's make sure everybody gets through this.
The thing that's different this time is the fact of timing. You know, there was always a lot of doubt before Lehman Brothers went bust as to whether or not they were actually going to step in and do something. Well, when they didn't, they realized what the mistake was. And since then, I mean, we've watched as AIG and some of the other banks have been provided liquidity. And they're making it very clear that they do not want to let anybody go this time.
And that is good news driving the market.
We also
had the manufacturing index pop up, which is a good thing. Anything above 50. And so it's last month it was 50.6, and September it rose up to 51.6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was a positive. Also, the services index held up pretty doggone well. Yep. Again, it's at 50.3. Mm-hmm. So again, that's or 53.
Yeah, 53. Yeah.
So that's it in the positive range.
Yeah. Right.
And jobless claims were the only sort of fly in the ointment, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's been pretty miserable, the job situation. There was a report that came out today that said job losses, layoffs from companies are at a two-year high. You know, and that was brought on by Bank of America, which you talked about last week, laying off 30,000 people in
Goldman
the
Sachs.
U.S. government, right?
Yeah. Goldman Sachs.
Friday's that big
When was it called? What happens? Consequences, what do they call it?
Unintended.
Unintended consequences.
Right. Yeah.
People are going to pay $5 for a debit card. Uh-huh. Banks up in New York, if you don't have $15,000, they're going to charge you $20 a month if you have a checking account.
Right.
Yeah. It's only going to get worse.
Because all these fees are low, not because of what the government has taken away.
Right.
And you're just going to get it somewhere. You can't operate a bank, return a profit to stockholders, and not raise prices if you all of a sudden you take, I think what Bank of America say was $65 billion or some ridiculous number out of the system.
Or you're going to look like what? The post office.
That's right.
Right?
Talk about job losses.
Yeah. They're talking about cutting back there.
Yeah.
A company news, Teddy. We got what? Yum Brands reported.
I tell you, that is the story. This is the bottom line, isn't it? We finally found something that China can't duplicate and outdo us on. It's the Colonel's herbs and spices. That has got to be the best story of the week, right?
Yes, it is. Costco had decent numbers. I think that their bottom line number missed, but overall it was decent.
All their sales, if you take gasoline out of the picture, because that fluctuates, they were up 11 or 12% same store sales. They were up 8% outside of gasoline. And
I did a little math. It looks like 10.7% of that increase was from membership fees, which is what we really focus on hard.
Well, also, the newest thing from Costco is they're raising their fees 10%.
Right. Yeah, from $50 to $55 for an individual, and from $100 on a corporate account up to $110.
Yeah, that's the one. You pay $100, they give you back a percentage of what you spend.
Yeah, that's true. And they're actually increasing that percentage. They used to have a cap of $500. They're giving you that 2% up to $750 now as well.
Okay.
So, like I say, one of the big pieces of the profit is that membership fee that we watch really close.
They got to keep it going.
Well, their policy
or growing.
Their policy is maximum 14% markup on anything. That's why you get good deals. It used to be 12.
Yes.
When was that creeping up?
Well, they just, you know, the old CEO that just stepped down, what, in the last 2 months?
Uh-huh.
That was one of his policies that he was really a stickler on. So, you know, with him out of the picture, we're going to watch real close to see exactly how they do this. Hopefully they'll keep them low because that's what really drives that business. But
and I think there's
the thing we need to see is
some cachet when it comes to Costco's versus, say, a Sam's. And if you shop there and you see the differences in the two, seems like one's a little more quality than the other.
You know, we'd be remiss. I would just mention that Steve Jobs passed away. Teddy's going to talk a little bit more about that later on.
We'll talk about it later.
But a couple of things in tune with Apple. Sprint spent $20 billion worth of phones.
Yeah, just to be in the game.
Just to get in the game.
Right.
You got to. Let me tell you, I paid $150 to have my phone fixed because I cannot deal with it not operating properly. iPhone is a franchise, fellas, that is unmatched.
Yeah.
So they have to get into the game.
Jim Beam goes solo.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
something that's
been in the works too. We used to own that company, Fortune Brands,
mm-hmm.
And they've
that
broken
might,
up.
That might work out.
Yeah.
It might work out.
Well, that was the kind of the sum of the parts argument that was always made about them.
They split out the home products and stuff like that.
Right.
And then finally,
and they're golf.
We would be remiss to talk about American Airlines.
So
the stock went down 35% in one day. It sounds like a lot, but it went from like what?
80 to 80 cents?
No, it's under $2 for the first time.
Like sounds like they're going, they're going back or to the upper room.
Yeah. You got to worry.
Okay.
Well, they're the only ones that didn't go bankrupt. Well, I think it's about time to wrap this up.
That was a really great show. I think a lot of topics we covered.
It's been a slice of heaven. So, listen, if you have any questions, numbers 770-429-9166.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.